So it actually does seem to be, it's uncertain, the Buddha wasn't the first person. There was a lot of wanderers, Parivajikas who were female, and even Jains who were female. So it was actually par for the course in that time to have people from different genders practicing religion. It wasn't such a big deal. So we wonder actually, did the Buddha actually start it or not? But certainly, certainly he did sort of say, yes, we're going to do it. So he was a feminist. And it is true. And that, I mentioned this the other day, that the Theravada bhikkhunis, nuns you see in front of you here, this is historic. How many monasteries for monks have we got, even in Perth? We've got heaps. We've got the Sri Lankan in Kenwick, we've got about three or four Burmese temples, we've got a Cambodian temple, and we've got quite a few Mahayana temples. But actually, monasteries for nuns are very, very rare, and it is historic. So I'm really trying to get people throughout the world, please, some of the monasteries you see for monks, now our monastery is simple, we've kept it that way, but you see some of these monasteries, and they really are elaborate, and they really go over the top. Now that monastery in Wollongong, the Chinese temple, I mean, that's like a palace. Buddhist monasteries shouldn't be like that. It's a great tourist attraction, you know, built in Chinese style, huge. And there's only about two or three nuns who stay in it.
Nantian, yeah.
So there's one or two people stay in it. What a waste of money. When we've got a whole big waiting list of people wanting to become bhikkhunis or stay in Dharamsala, there's no place for them to stay. So they have to be a pasada. I mean, you're very lucky. You've been accepted in. There's other people like Munisara just can't get in there. Now, Munisara, a really beautiful Thai nun, can't get in there. There's no space. So that's why we are really going for broke. That's actually why I went to Korea, just killing myself trying to raise money for the nuns' monastery. So I really want it to happen. So this is no joke, serious. If you want to make any donations, yeah, the only way to do it is for the nuns' monastery. And they have to be, you know, having a shave, yeah, it raises a few dollars here and there, but that doesn't really pay the bills. So it has to be, you know, the real big ones. In your lifetime, $1,000 here, $2,000 there. That's what builds these monasteries. Not the $10 and $20. I'm being straight up with you guys. That's the only way it works. Because, you know, you need a huge amount of money for them. And look, you can't take it with you. And when you think about what you've done in your life, and this is something, don't give it to Bodhinyana. Okay, Jhana Grove, Daniel will get upset at me here, you know, because we always need stuff for Jhana Grove. But to do something which is historic, is going to make a real difference. And I don't mind saying this, because I did my sacrifice. I got kicked out of Wat Pa Pong for ordaining the nuns. So I don't mind saying I stood up and got hurt by it. So I don't mind saying I got hurt. I could make that sacrifice, losing a lot of very close friends to make sure the bhikkhunis have their ordination. So because I've done that, I don't mind asking you guys to also, you know, to make a sacrifice. When I was a layman, a nun, she was a Tibetan nun, came and gave a talk just about the orphanage she was running in Kalimpong, in Sikkim, in North India. And I was so inspired, I got £20 out of my bank account the next day to give us a donation. That was 2 weeks' food money for me. It was actually more than that, maybe 3 weeks' food money, which meant I went hungry for 2 weeks. I never starved, but I never had as much to eat as I normally would. And that hurt. And that was one of the best donations I'd ever given. I'd never forgotten that, because it was not easy to make. So that's why when you make a donation which hurts you, and it really makes a dent in your balance, then that's really good karma. So for the nuns' monastery. And I guarantee you will never, ever regret it. When you die, you think, what have I done in my life? And what service have I really given You've helped build a monastery for nuns where there is very, very, very rare to find one. Monks' monasteries, thousands throughout the world. Nuns' monasteries, where are they? They're very rare. There's one over, they're trying to get one in BS3, whether they get one or not, I'm not sure. There's trying to get one in Melbourne. There is a very, very poor one in the United States, which I'm really upset that people don't support that more. We've got Dhammasaya, which has really got the land, it's got the people, just needs the buildings. So there we go. It's a hard sell, but I don't mind doing that because I'm right behind it all the way. I'm kidding myself for this place, so please, you kill yourself with me. Sadhu, 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 yeah, okay. Alimony, yeah.